Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast. As you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Hope you guys are all right. Today we've got a really good episode. It is with our good friend Carlos from the Oasis in Spanish podcast, whatever it's called. So yeah, I hope you guys really enjoy that. He's a lovely guy, really infectious, and just the love for Oasis is just, yeah, really inspiring. So yeah, fantastic stuff. And if you do speak Spanish, then obviously you can go and check out their podcast over there, which is really, really good. Well, I think so. I don't really speak Spanish, although I give it a go occasionally, as you will hear in the episode. So we do get into it a bit in the conversation I have with Carlos, but I suppose the main news is that there has been the North American tickets went on sale. I can't remember what the situation was when I last recorded. But yeah, the North American tickets went on sale. They've all sold out. So at the moment, it's just those dates in America and Mexico City. But yeah, they all sold out. America went through exactly the same thing that we did in terms of getting all of the, you know, the pre-sale and all that sort of stuff. They put a bunch on sale, obviously had loads and loads of pre-sale requests, put on a load more dates as well. And they've sold them all out, which is mad because, you know, Oasis never did that in America. You know, they were typically arenas in America, but not necessarily stadiums that often. So, yeah, very, very impressive that they've sold out stadiums throughout America and also Mexico City. And then it was just released, I think, yesterday or this morning, that as I'm recording this on Saturday night, that, yeah, Australia is happening. And it's a similar situation like they had in the American gigs where they've got like billboards popping up in the cities. So we're assuming that it's going to be in Melbourne and Sydney. That's apparently where it is. And our friend Michael Hart over in Melbourne apparently could sort of spot exactly where that billboard was. So very, very exciting. Also, I suppose then there's been Liam was doing Liam things over in on Twitter, where, you know, I was actually out all day yesterday and these things were sort of popping up. You know, I get my notifications whenever Liam tweets, and it was like very frustrating because he's like tweeting lots. And the main thing he was doing was, whether it is a wind up or whether it's real, he was tweeting about potential support bands for the tour. And he was sort of, he asked about who would you rather, the Mannix or Richard Ashcroft. And then I think a lot of people sort of said, well, both, or one or the other. He then sort of came back and said, all right, well, in that case, looks like it'll be the Mannix then. But then he came back and said, like, don't be ridiculous. Like, it's got to be Richard Ashcroft. And then he's also talking about cast. So, yeah, he was sort of saying, right, that's it done then. Richard Ashcroft and cast. And then, cast have also tweeted out, like, you know, what was it? Oh, John Power did, I think, like, this morning. He posted photos of Rumours by Fleetwood Mac. And I heard it through the grapevine, Marvin Gaye, and said, listening to Rumours this morning, and I've heard it through the grapevine too, JP. So, yeah, amazing. Good stuff. Look, I'd be very happy with Cast and Rich Dashcroft. I mean, to be honest, you know, I'm not going there for the supports. I'm there to see Oasis. But, yeah, I'd love to have a bit of them. I know that people have been saying, oh, you know, it's a shame that, you know, they should have more, like, modern bands playing. I'd be fine with that. You know, I'd be fine if it was a good modern band, but in reality, you know, you've got a lot of people there will just want to have songs that they can sing along to. So I think that, you know, a Cast, Rich Dashcroft, or even if it went more like the Noel kind of friend route, like Paul Weller, Johnny Marr, anyone like that, I think would be really good. But hey, who cares? It could be, you know, it could be Bonehead playing the spoons for half an hour and we'd be happy, wouldn't we? Because we're just there to see Oasis, to be honest. So, yeah, all good. Right, let's cross over now to Carlos from whatever El Podcast de Oasis en Español. And I'll see you on the other side.
But we've just done two really mega gigs that will be hard to beat. We did stadiums in Lima and...
Peru was
Buenos Aires. Yeah, it was the first time in Peru. I'd say Peru, the Lima gig was possibly my favourite gig we've ever done. Really incredible.
Hola y bienvenidos de nuevo al podcast de Oasis, la audio guía definitiva de Oasis en inglés. Estoy muy, muy emocionado de que hoy me acompañe Carlos de la audio guía definitiva de Oasis en español. Carlos, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, todo bien, excelente, acá en Lima, Perú. Saludos por allá.
Bueno, obviamente hablo español con fluidez, pero creo que sería mejor para los oyentes del podcast de Oasis si pudieran conversar en inglés. ¿Te parecería bien?
Está perfecto, perfect, mate.
How we
the
doing,
switch
right?
To English. Yeah.
That was, yeah, I was happy with that. That took me about 3 weeks, but yeah, all good. How are you?
Yeah. It was good. It was very good.
Thank you very much. I have tried to listen. I'd say, so obviously you come from the the Spanish Oasis podcast, which is fantastic, I think. I have listened to it in the past, but yeah, obviously it's in Spanish. I don't understand a lot of it, but yeah, it's been great to have you on.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we started this podcast in Spanish, you know, in this pandemic. We were always in Oasis media for a way to say it. I had a page about Oasis, a web page, in the 90s, you know? There was only two or three pages in Spanish in Latin America. One of them were mine. And then I connect to other fans around the world and obviously other fans in Latin America too. And we develop then later a blogspot and everything, you know? We have witnessed the change of the internet, you know, and now we are in the podcast time, you know. Mm-hmm. So we decided to start a podcast with Arturo and Omar, my friends from the 90s also, and yeah, we love discussing facts and records and I don't know, news about Oasis. We have like 70 episodes now, so it's a lot. 25,000 listeners in Spotify, so that's a lot. And obviously we also enjoy your podcast. I have your book too, so it's perfect. It's very good. There's a lot of information.
Well, actually, there's some news on that because Richard, who wrote the book, I appreciate you saying your book. Yeah, okay.
Well, it's about your podcast. Yeah.
I wrote the foreword and did all the interviews, so I did most of the work. He just typed the buttons. But yeah, I think that I'm sure he won't mind me saying that he's going to do a revised version because it's been sort of five years. I think we've done another interviews on the podcast since then of that sort of new information we didn't know. So yeah, so I think the revised version coming out, you know, hopefully in time for the reunion, which would be really good.
That would be great, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But yeah, I know what I don't know if it was you I connected with, but one of the episodes you did was with Paul Bardsley. And you got to him before I did, because I knew that he'd been, you know, he was in Noel's first band, Fantasy Chicken and the Amateurs. I think it was just messing
around. Exactly.
So actually, for a long time, your interview with Paul Bardsley was the only information on the internet about that time. So yeah, that was really good that you got that.
I know. You know, when we are in the pandemic times, we try to keep in touch with a lot of people related about Oasis, you know. And I don't know how we ended up contacting this Paul Bardsley, but we did. I think it was through another guy, or maybe Wix's sister or something, I don't know. But yeah, it was very luck. We didn't know anything about this guy, and I internet, like you said, there was nothing about this guy. So yeah, it was a very, very rare interview, and we I don't know, we start thinking different from the beginning of Noel, you know, because this guy told us a lot of stuff that were really new for us, you know, the kind of music they were writing, the name of the band and all that things, you know. It was very interesting.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. And actually, I think I figured out how you got it, because a couple of episodes before that, you interviewed Debbie Ellis from Sister Lovers.
Yeah.
They were partners, I think. So yeah,
they were partners. Yeah, probably through them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, and as I said, I you know, it's been great. I've, you know, obviously you've spoken to people like Brian Garcia. Did you do that in Spanish, by the way? Because Brian speaks Spanish.
Yeah. But you know, he speaks Spanish, but he preferred doing it in English. So mm-hmm. We did it in English too. Yeah, a little bit in Spanish, but also in English. He opened the door for us of his home and showed us everything, you know. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We did a video call with him, and yeah, it was unbelievable. He even showed us some stuff that for the time we did the interview, it was inedit for the internet, you know.
Yeah,
and he showed us for us. It was very good. Yeah,
excellent. That's really good. Well, the as I said, we'll talk more about the podcast and things later. But I think what's obviously what's jumped to my attention today, and I thought I've got to speak to the guys, is this Peru. So obviously they've just announced the. I haven't covered this in the news yet, so let's cover it here. That they announced the US or North American dates, which was three or four in the United States plus Mexico City. And I think there have been rumors of, are they going to come to Argentina, Brazil? I mean, those are the big two.
Exactly.
Often when they come to South America, you know, they played River Plate Stadium and things like
River
that.
River Plate, yeah.
But obviously there's a huge fan base in Peru. So just tell us what was arranged there in Peru.
Well, we had an Oasis concert in 2009 here. Really, I didn't expect to fill the stadium, because they play in our national stadium, around 48,000 people, you know. I didn't expect that, and it was full, you know, it was unbelievable. A lot of people went, a lot of fans, I don't know, probably we weren't being so united, but when Oasis came, everybody started saying, ah, you're Oasis fan, you're too. So yeah, we started a community after that, that is still until now. So yeah, it was. We have a lot of Oasis fans here in Peru, a lot. Mm. And we are a community that also like to travel to see Oasis outside Peru. You know, we travel a lot to Chile or to Argentina, to Colombia, or to USA, Mexico, London, UK, Europe, whatever, you name it. There's a lot of people traveling to see Liam, to see Noel, or Oasis, whatever. Myself, I have seen Oasis 3 times in Argentina, and I have seen Liam in Germany or Noel in Mexico. You know, it's unbelievable there. So that is the level of fandom that are here in Peru, you know, because obviously you are in UK, it's easier for you to attend to, I don't know, 20 gigs per year, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have it very difficult, and that is the thing that is more exciting for a fan from abroad, you know,
mm-hmm.
to witness a concert of your favorite band in their hometown, for example.
Yeah,
that would be great, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's so, as I said, that we complain if, you know, if I live in sort of near Oxford, and so I have to travel about 2.5 hours to Cardiff or 1 hour to London. I'm like, oh, could they not come closer, you know? But actually, yeah, you're flying halfway around the world to see them.
Exactly. 12-hour, 14-hour flying just for that, you know? It's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's a level of fandom, you know? We are, in Latin America, we are very intense with all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So, yeah. You know that from football fans, and you know the Latin Americans.
Exactly, it's the same level. The same level, exactly. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have to say, is that and when you say someone's from Peru, for me as a '90s football fan, the person Peru, Nobby Solano.
Solano, obviously, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody knows Solano, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, he was at Newcastle, and he was just a great personality as well. I think everyone, even I'm not a Newcastle fan, but I think everyone said loved him. So was he a big sort of? Is he like the David Beckham of Peru?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was very popular in UK. I know. And, yeah. And obviously here in Peru, we love Solano. We love Pizarro. Also, Pizarro is a very, very huge. In Germany and in Europe, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, we are very grateful for that, for them also.
Wonderful. Well, look, and let's talk about what's happened. So obviously, like, they haven't announced any other dates except for Mexico, south of, in South America. And so you guys have, were you involved in this? There's been a campaign of actually like, you know, come on,
yes.
We want you in Peru, Oasis, on billboards.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we had this idea. You know, Arturo, the other guy that are doing the podcast with me and Omar, Arturo works in a PR company, you know? So he has a lot of connections, contacts with people of the guys that bring the artists to Peru, you know?
Okay.
So he started to ask, what if you can, you know, bring Oasis here? So everybody said, I'm not sure, I don't know if there's a lot of fans, you know? So we say, why we don't show these guys that there's people who wants Oasis here, you know? So yeah, we have obviously a WhatsApp group. So in this brainstorming, some idea saying, hey, why don't we have a banner, you know, in... And everybody think it was very expensive. It was not that very expensive. Around, I don't know, in pounds, probably 40 pounds.
Wow.
A little bit more, 50, 60 pounds per day. So it's not that expensive, you know?
Hmm.
For us, it's like 300 soles. Our currency is soles, you know? So, for example, in your country, one Coca-Cola is £2,
yeah.
For example.
Okay.
Yeah, here is 3 soles.
Okay.
But okay. 1 pound is 5 soles. So there's a difference, you know.
Oh,
for
cool.
you, 40, 50 pounds, it's you know, it's not that bad. But for us, it's a lot, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like 300 soles per day. So there are 2 days, and everybody say, hey, I want to contribute. So we did a collect, and we earn the money and we gather the money, and then we contract the banner, you know, and we said where it has to be, in a place that everybody can see it, and it has to cause an impact and everything. So we design it and say we are going to place it in the in front of the most popular mall in Peru. Excellent. So we did that. Yeah. So we did that. It's a very big mall called Jockey Plaza. So it's in front of that, and it's in the main avenue. So everybody's seeing that, is watching that. So yeah, it's perfect. Really? It was perfect, and we are trying to do this viral, so everybody involved can take us for, I'm not saying granted, but that they can grant an interest for Oasis in Peru, you know, apart obviously from the people who bring the artists here, the producers or whatever, the people from the management or from outside saying, okay, yeah, there is an interest in Peru, so we can add it, you know, because when you see the list of countries, there's a lot of days between
lots
dates. So
lots of spaces.
Exactly. So it, and here, you know, flying from Santiago or from Buenos Aires to Lima is like 3-4 hours. So it's not that far away. So yeah, it's possible. Why not?
Well,
if they can close the tour here, it would be great.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, and you, the thing is, you never know, because Liam, especially because he's so active on Twitter, he sees everything,
yeah,
right? We know this.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's it. All I would say is, it's like, you know, make sure you have your notifications on for Liam. As soon as he tweets, bam, bam, you know, just get it in front of him. Liam, come on. Look.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. We are trying to do that. And obviously, the web pages like Oasis Mania and everything has already reported this news. So yeah, it's a matter of time. Yeah, we know that.
No, definitely. Well, let's hope so. And I say, you never know. Liam might just say, what a cool idea. Hey, management, I want to go to Lima. And then they'll say,
exactly.
You know, let's do Lima. Why not?
Yeah, totally. Because, you know, the last time Liam was here, he ended the tour here in Peru.
Oh, yeah.
And he was very, 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 you know, close to the fans here. And we have the opportunity to hold him, hug him, shake hands, you know. It was very, very, very close. So yeah. I know he loves our country, because obviously when they came as Oasis in 2009, he said it in the gig. This is the best city in years, he said that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we know that. Yeah, we are very confident that he likes us. But obviously it depends on the money and everything, you know. So yeah.
Yeah.
Let's...
All right, listen, this is gonna have to be the last one. For user the fucking user number one. That's it anyway.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
It's a dream, so let's see if we can accomplish that.
Look, you have to take your shot to score a goal, don't you? That's
exactly. Yeah. We are doing the moves. Probably this will be replicated maybe in the next weeks in another spots in the city. Yeah. So we can say that this is not only one shot. So we are, it's a campaign. So
yeah.
Let's see if that works. Yeah.
Excellent. So Liam was there. I just looked it up. So Liam was there in March 2018 doing the As You Were tour. Yeah,
exactly. He was here. It was the end of the tour because he returned from here to London. I was at the airport with him. So yeah, and then Noel came here in 2012 in Lima also.
Yeah,
as High Flying Birds, and Oasis in 2009. So these were the times that they were here in Peru.
Sure. No, that's fantastic. And just going back, yep. I mean, what about you? When did you first get, how did you sort of discover Oasis? You know, you mentioned there's quite a lot of fans, but, you know, it wouldn't seem like a natural kind of hotbed for Britpop and, you know, British rock. But how did you discover them?
Well, it was kind of 1994. Yeah, I became an Oasis fan because of Whatever, because I heard Whatever on the radio. At that time, I was preparing for going to university, so I heard Whatever on the radio, and then called the radio, because at that time you have to call to the radio several times until somebody pick up the phone and ask that song, what is that song, who's the artist, you know. And after that I became I got Definitely Maybe on cassette, but Whatever wasn't there. So it was kind of, why this song, it's amazing song, it's not here. So It was more intriguing. And then I entered to the university, and in the university, they gave me an email account. I'm talking about 1995, you know? 1995 was, you know, the internet was very prehistoric. So I have an account on Telnet, and I discovered the distribution list in emails. You know, I don't know if you have used them, but there was distribution lists about a certain topics that you can subscribe to those distribution lists. So I entered to this whatever distribution list. It was a list for the whole Oasis fans in the world. So I entered this, and when I write my email saying, yeah, I'm here from Peru, whatever, everybody started replying me saying, hey, Peru, why? No, because, you know, it was very strange. So when I did that, like 2-3 weeks later, another guy from Peru replied me saying, hey, I'm from Peru too. You know, it's Spanish, obviously. And we got together in person, and we became friends. He's now living in Germany. And then 2-3 weeks later, another guy replied saying, hey, I'm here from Peru too. And this guy is Omar, the guy who was doing the podcast with me. Yeah. So. So we started at that point doing this small community and discovering Oasis through this list, you know, because here it was impossible to get singles. We didn't know anything about B-sides. So I read about songs like, I don't know, Alive, I Will Believe. I haven't listened to them. So there were people in this list that sent me by postal mail cassettes with the B-sides, with concerts, you know, with acoustic sessions, whatever, you know.
Excellent.
It was unbelievable. I didn't believe that there are people like that, you know, that they are paying money for that without receiving anything from me, just a thank you, you know.
Just to
but
share
they want Exactly. They want to share the love from Oasis. Exactly. So it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable time. So I said, why I'm not doing the same from Latin American people, you know? So if there are a lot of people in Latin America that haven't heard besides, haven't heard anything, I can do that for them. So I start my webpage and start translating lyrics, for example, from Spanish to from English to Spanish, and starting posting some clips of songs, you know, starting saying, hey, you can send me $10, I can send you back a cassette with a lot of things, you know. Start doing that so I can spread the love for Oasis too. So yeah, it was very unbelievable at that time what we achieved. And yeah, it was very intense time for me. Obviously, at that time, I didn't have kids. I wasn't married. So I was just studying at university. So there was a lot of free time. But obviously, with the years, I couldn't do it anymore. So now the podcast is the opportunity to return to spread the love for Oasis. And we are doing it, I think, very great, because there's a lot of people that are starting to love Oasis from our podcast. So it was, you know, obviously you are doing the same there. It is a retribution to your work, and you say, yeah, okay, I'm doing my work. Yeah, that's good.
You're doing the Lord's work, as we say.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And and so you must have been excited recently with the reunion. And how did you feel when you saw the news?
We, you know, it was 3 a.m. in the morning here. So we said with Arturo and Omar, we are doing a live reaction to this news, you know. So we wake up like 30 minutes before 3 a.m., start, you know, chatting and saying, hey, this is exciting. It's going to be true. It's not going to be true, whatever. And we did an Instagram reaction live to the news. It was obviously very exciting for us. We didn't believe, at least I didn't believe it is going to be true, you know, because my heart has been breaking a lot of times, so I didn't want to get another broken heart. But yeah, it's until I haven't seen it, I didn't believe. But yeah, it was Oasis Live 25. I say, yeah, that's amazing. That was unbelievable.
I did the same thing. I did a live Zoom for like the patrons of the podcast that I recorded. Okay, all right, let's see. And then when it came up with the dates, because we didn't know if it would be dates, you know, we thought it might be an announcement.
Exactly.
Or what would it be?
Yeah.
But then dates. And then so suddenly everyone was having to go, oh, I need to go and book my hotel. And I was going, oh, I hadn't even thought about that, you know. So that was so crazy. That, yeah, because we had people from Australia on the call, and they were sort of saying, "Oh, I'm in America. I'm coming to England. I'm going to go and book my hotel now." So it was like, "Oh, okay." But yeah, it was really, really mad. But yeah, so exciting, and doesn't even feel real, really.
Totally. It was unbelievable. It was, I don't know. I didn't believe, because I went to London to witness the Definitely Maybe tour. I was in three of the four gigs in London, in the O2. So I didn't believe that it is going to happen so soon, because Liam was doing, you know, solo shows, and he did the last one after the news. So it's not the time. Why they are doing this right now? But I don't know, it's like, probably, I don't know. I think Noel needed this more than Liam, you know, at that time, you know, in this time, because Noel was relegated to a second place in the Oasis race for just for saying. And I don't know, probably he needed more than Liam, and he wants to do it right away, because you know that the album from Noel, it was not that very good received, or it was not number one. So probably that is going to or that probably hit Noel's ego, you know, and he wants to recover the Oasis fandom, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you share the same as me, but probably that's a reason. And obviously the divorce, you know, obviously. Yeah.
I think I don't know about the number one. I mean, I think that probably, I don't think he's sort of, you know, crying himself to sleep at night, but I think it would have been an impact. It's just, it spoiled the run that he had. But also, I think it comes down to that they're just getting older, you know, that if he does it now, then he's what, he'll be like 57 or 58 when the tour happens. Whereas if he waits and they both do another album, then it's going to, you know, 2 years to tour and all this sort of stuff. And then suddenly he'll be like 62 and then Liam would be 58. And that's just feels a bit too old. Whereas I think that they get back now, do it now. And then it's, you know, then it's not too bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so anyway. And then one thing I was going to ask you, actually, I haven't talked about yet, really. What do you think in terms of, if you had to bet, would you say it's just going to be this tour next year and then finished, or tour and an album, and then maybe another tour, and then finish? Or can you see this now being Oasis back together for 5, 10 years? What do you think?
Probably it's going to be an album. I am totally positive that there's going to be a new album, an Oasis album. And then after that, another album with another tour. I don't think this is the last time we are going to see Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to stay together until the end of the days. Probably, because, you know, when I was in London in June, I went to Noel's studio in King Cross.
Yeah.
And I have a chat with Callum.
And did he, you?
Yeah. Obviously, probably he will. I didn't record it because obviously he didn't want to, but he told me some things. And one thing that he told me is that Noel changed. Noel was recording songs, and these were acoustic songs at the beginning, and then he changed it to more rocker songs, you know. And when he said that, I said, Noel is not, you know, Noel is not the guy who changed this for nothing, you know, because he knows he's the best in acoustic. But he's not the best in rock, you know? So this is for something. And this is a clue I have. Obviously, he didn't say more than that. But for me, this is a clue that Noel was demoing or even recording the new Oasis album or new songs that sound more like Oasis song.
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons that he wants to Oasis back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Obviously, the money is the big reason, but this is also a reason because he knows that Liam has a better voice for these songs, you know, and probably these songs are that good, and he doesn't want to lose them. Like, I don't know, the songs that he sings in Chasing the Yesterday, for example, there are more rocky, but it's not suitable for Noel voice. So probably he doesn't want to lose that, and he wants to take advantage of these songs for an Oasis album. Probably he already recorded most of the Oasis album. Liam probably has the songs. Maybe he recorded by his side, and they are mixing. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work, but I know an Oasis album is on the cards. Totally.
I love your confidence.
Totally. Totally.
All right, well, look, I'll let you go home because I know you've had a long day at work, but thank you so much. It's been really great to speak, Carlos.
Perfect, mate, perfect. I really want to thank you for the opportunity, and obviously invite all the people who wants to practice the Spanish to listen to our podcast. It's called Whatever Oasis podcast in Espanol.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a lot of things going on also on our YouTube channel, because there are extra things that are not in the podcast that are in the YouTube channel, like videos, like interviews, I don't know, whatever you mentioned. there's a lot of extra stuff in our YouTube channel. It's the same, whatever Oasis podcast in Espanol. So Perfect. Thank you very much.
No, no problem at all. And if ever you wanted me to come on your podcast, I would be more than happy to.
Although we are going to return to the interviews probably this year or the beginning of the next year. So yeah, one of them are going to be with you, mate.
Yeah. And totally. If you're in, if you come to Lima, then obviously you'll do anything it takes. But are you going to, have you got tickets to see them outside of Lima?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go to the first gig in Cardiff on July 4th.
Well, yeah. I'm there as well.
Yeah, for me, that's the reunion, you know? That's the authentic reunion, that first show. So I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there too?
I'm there, man. Yeah. I'm there. Yeah.
So totally. Yeah, we are going to find it. Yeah.
I'll have my Oasis podcast flag. So I need you to bring I need you to bring your Oasis podcast flag as well. And then it's the world's
I'm
combined.
Going to bring. Yeah. We are going. Arturo and me are going to be speak. So yeah. We are bringing obviously a flag, no, from Peru, from the podcast and all that. And we are trying to do. I don't know if this is maybe you have done it before, but try to pass as a media for the next week, for the 5th, July 5th, accredit as a media reporter, you know. Yeah. I don't know if you have done that before.
We are
trying to do that, but obviously it's very difficult. Yeah, I know.
Well, I think they just, I mean, I didn't get a reply. You know, I do email Debbie Gwyther and her sister Katie, and occasionally I've had, you know, messages with both of them, and I've got, like, you know, I got tickets for definitely maybe through Katie and things like that, so that was really good. But I did email when the announcement came, but obviously I've heard nothing, and all I saw was Katie on Instagram saying, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do, we've been absolutely inundated, like, no, look. And what I've heard is that there's just very, very few press. There's going to be, the demand is so high that you know,
probably
even the big mainstream radio and TV are going to struggle, because it's crazy. Obviously, it's going to be, you know, if Liam and Noel are always up here, but this is here, you know, it's going to be mad.
Yeah, it's going to be mad. It's going to be mad. Totally.
But keep doing what you're doing. Because that's the thing, if you keep flagging it in front of Liam, come on, you know, Peru, and then when they know, that's the sort of thing, he might go, I love those guys from Peru, right, backstage, you know, you'll get...
That will be great, that will be great. Yeah. And then I got tickets for Los Angeles.
Did
also.
You? Fantastic.
Yeah. I got tickets for the 7th, September 7th in Los Angeles. And obviously, if they are going to announce Argentina, Brazil, or Chile, whatever, I will go, obviously, because it's near here. So yeah. So I will try to watch as much as possible, mate.
Yeah.
Really, because it's one lifetime opportunity for us, you know, Oasis fans from the beginning, from the 90s. It's a very big opportunity. So yeah, I'm not going to miss it.
It's been brilliant. Oh man, I'm so pleased for you. And we'll all get behind. So anyone that sees the Twitter or Instagram or whatever, make sure we're putting it out there. Let's get the boys to Peru. And
perfect.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, and if, well, and hopefully we'll stay in touch. And then yeah, and if not, I'll see you in Cardiff.
Totally. We are going to reunion, have a reunion there. Don't worry.
Absolutely. Carlos, thank you. Let's finish. I mean, obviously your podcast is called Whatever. That was the first song you heard. But is that favorite Oasis song, or would you choose a different Oasis song as your favorite to finish?
No, that's my favorite Oasis song ever, Whatever. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. I have a lot of other ones, like Rocking Chair, for example, Half the World Away, you know, Live Forever. But for me, Whatever is the reason I'm an Oasis fan. So yeah, totally. It's a song for me.
Is it cualquier? Whatever?
Whatever. Cualquier cosa.
Cualquier cosa. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Soy libre,
cualquier cosa.
Soy libre hacer cualquier cosa. Ah, no, I can't do it.
Soy libre de hacer cualquier cosa.
There we go. Estoy libre. Anyway, all right, Ali, have a great day, man. I'll speak to you later.
Okay, see you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carlos.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There we go. Hope you guys enjoyed that. What an absolute top man Carlos is. Really, really enjoyed that conversation. I was just so buzzing, just so inspired by his like real positivity and things, you know. And like I said, amazing traveling all around the world, pun intended, to go and see this band. Like, you know, incredible the amount of effort that people put in. You know, it's this band inspires that. You know, yeah, I'm sure some bands do as well. I'm sure, like, you know, there's people like The Cure or I don't know, like do people do it for Take That? Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe they do, but. But the love and the passion that they've inspired from, like, you know, setting up internet distribution lists in like 1995 through to like flying, you know, hours and hours to a different continent to watch the band. It's absolutely incredible. So, you know, the sacrifices they must make as well. It's amazing. But look, there we go. Top man. And hopefully I'll be talking to them again and seeing them in Cardiff, which would be absolutely brilliant. Right, we've had a couple of audio messages in. This one has come through from Alex from Champagne Casuals.
Hi, James. My name's Alex, long-time listener, first-time contributor. With the Gallagher solo careers coming to an end, and you've been talking about that a bit on the show, I thought I'd just contact you and share some memories that I had about watching the Gallaghers in their solo careers. In particular, Liam. I have very fond memories from early 2020 on the Why Me, Why Not tour, when I followed him around on some of the European dates. We did Amsterdam, Berlin, and then on to Munich. It was an incredible time travelling around and the excitement you can imagine of watching him at all these different places. And of course, when you're used to watching him in England playing at football stadiums and big arenas, it was really different watching him abroad, where he was playing in sort of smaller arenas. And in particular, the venue in Munich was absolutely tiny. It was smaller than any academy venue that I've been to. So that was a really different experience watching him over there. I'd been writing songs myself for a few years, actually, since I was a teenager, but never actually got around to forming a band. But it was whilst I was following him around, and then we had the lockdown shortly afterwards, which really actually inspired me to start taking it a bit more seriously and actually formed a band sort of just after the lockdown period. And the interesting thing is, despite Liam always being my favourite member of Oasis, since I started a band myself, I suddenly had much more of an appreciation for what Noel did within the band, the writing all the songs, doing the organising, making sure everyone knew what they were playing, all that kind of thing. So that really changed my perspective. We called the band Champagne Casuals. You can imagine we're pretty Oasis-inspired, and the songs all sound kind of Oasis-y. With the band, we've gone on to do a few gigs, and actually we've just finished recording our first EP. And I wanted to do something sort of kind of a bit different with it, so I decided to have a look at who mastered Liam's previous albums, and I had a copy of the As You Were album, which I was really keen on. It was probably my favourite one. And I looked at who did that, and it was a chap called Brian Lucy, who's based out in Los Angeles. So I contacted Brian, and I ended up asking him to master it, which he did. So we're Champagne Casuals. This is a track from our EP, which is out in November. It's called What's In It For Me. And I hope you enjoy it.
I'm back in the light. I got it all sewn up, now I feel alright. The world goes round and from day to night, then it's all go. Gotta get up, gotta get out for a walk round town where we'll scream and shout. The birds all sing so sweet down south, don't you all know? I wish I knew how to tear it all away. It's funny, ain't it, how in all the words you say you never seem to count for you anyway. Time is waiting for no man to come alive in the summer sun.
Alex, thank you very much, mate. Really appreciate that. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that clip as well. Good stuff. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And well done for getting, you know, getting the guy that had engineered Liam's albums as well. What a cool thing to be able to do. Obviously, these guys are out there. You know, they're working producers and engineers and stuff. And yeah, you can, if you want to get the sound the same as your heroes, then find the same people, get them to do it. Absolutely. But yeah, no, and I never saw that's a lie. I did see Oasis play in France supporting Neil Young. So it wasn't like a typical, you know, I know that people have done that where they've gone to see Liam or Noel play in, like, you know, Barcelona or Berlin or Beirut, I don't know. Beirut, probably not. I was just thinking another B word. But yeah, how cool is that to see him in another place and much smaller venue? You know, I think you just get a really different vibe. It wasn't exactly that when I saw them in Paris supporting Neil Young, because they're in sport band in sort of this sort of massive state, you know, massive like basketball arena. So it wasn't quite the same. And to be honest, I can't remember a lot of it. It was a stag do, so I was pretty hammered. But anyway, thank you, mate. All the best. Good luck with the EP. All right, that will do it for today, I believe. Oh, no, actually, stop the clocks just in the nick of time. We've just had another message come through. I haven't even had a listen to this yet. So let's see what this is.
Greetings, Oasis fans from all around the world. Coming to you from the Pacific Northwest. My name is Grant. I'm 36 years old. I'm from just south of Portland, Oregon. I just wanted to share my experience with getting tickets for the North American tour. I saw the post like everyone else about the tour and, of course, was freaking out, hoping they would announce something close to me like Portland or Seattle. But I had a feeling LA would be the closest stop, and sure enough, it was. But I told myself if they were going to go to LA, I would try for tickets. I registered for the fan presale ballot Tuesday morning for the Rose Bowl show in LA, and I kind of had mixed feelings about the Rose Bowl. I've been there before for a couple University of Oregon football games, and it's an old stadium. The facilities aren't that great. The logistics of getting in and out is pretty difficult, but it is a historic, iconic outdoor venue, so the idea of seeing Oasis there just gives me chills, so I'm pretty excited. A second date was announced for the venue, but I decided to still go for night one. And Wednesday, I received a pre-sale code in the evening. Thursday, got on the Ticketmaster app at about 1:50 p.m. and joined the waiting room. And about 2:01, got put in the queue, and there was only about 3,800 people ahead of me, so I figured given the capacity of the stadium and a 4-ticket per person limit, I figured I'd actually be able to get a ticket. Once it was my turn to select a ticket, I picked the section that I had been kind of eyeballing from the seating chart, and it showed tickets listing from anywhere from about $111 to about $400+. They didn't have the ticket prices posted beforehand, so I don't know what the packages were, or how the pricing worked as far as how close you got, if they got more expensive, but I just kind of panicked and picked the cheapest one for $111. By about 2:12, I got the confirmation that my ticket was secured, so overall the process was pretty smooth, definitely compared to what everybody in the UK had to deal with, and thankfully they got rid of the dynamic pricing for the North American tour, so a repeat of that debacle was avoided, thankfully. Overall, I'm really excited. It's going to be well worth the price of paying for plane tickets and hotels to travel to LA to see Oasis. I saw Noel live last year close to me here, and it was one of the best nights of my life, so I'm really looking forward to seeing Oasis next September. Cheers. Stay young.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much, Grant. Really appreciate that, mate. So it sounds like you guys had a slightly easier time. I mean, to be fair, that was pretty much my experience when I did the pre-sale. It was the dynamic prices only really hit people that on that day, on the first day when it went on general sale, which was an absolute nightmare. But I'm really, really pleased you got it. And yeah, it doesn't sound like they're going to be coming to anywhere near you. So it looks like you are heading to LA, mate. But hey, you know, like we've just heard from our friend Carlos, who's going to Cardiff and LA as well. So, you know, so maybe you can go and say hello to Carlos while you're there. Cool. All right. Well, look, thank you very much. Well done. Thank you for sending that message in. All right. I think that'll do us then. Thanks very much for listening. Most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we post the episodes early, and we post bonus episodes and things like that. Plus, you can be a part of the Discord community, which is where I'll often, if I'm doing kind of fan call-ins and things like that, it will normally be from Discord. Plus, it's also just really handy to be able to bounce ideas off people without it going out to, like, you know, the whole of Twitter and then getting idiots replying. So, because generally the people on Discord are all very, very cool. So if you want to be a part of that, then you know how to do it. Head to patreon.com/oasispod. Put your money where your mouth is, $1 a month or £1 a month, and you are in. You can give me more than that if you want. It's just all good, whatever you want. You can email oasispod@gmail.com. You can follow on Twitter, oasispodcast, and Instagram is oasispod, and email oasispod@gmail.com. Always nice to get in touch, and like Grant's done there, feel free to drop us an email with your thoughts on anything Oasis-related recently. All right, that'll do it for today. We'll be back in touch very shortly with something else equally fantastic, but you'll have to be great to top Carlos, I'm sure. All right, thanks everyone. And as ever, mantente en contacto, mantente comprometido y mantente joven. Mantente en contacto, mantente comprometido.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.